Cannes Film Festival is a celebration of cinema and glamour, a place for pure spectacle, but also a space for quieter, slower-paced films to shine. The ceremony started by honouring American actor Michael Douglas for his 57-year career.
And merci beaucoup.
The festival opens with the opulent Jeanne de Barry, a French historical drama about Louis XV's favourite mistress. Female director Mai Wen also plays the lead, with Johnny Depp as the French king, in his first role since his trials involving Amber Heard. A diverse jury of actors, writers and directors will watch 21 films competing for the Palme d'Or prize. Can you just tell me what qualities you're going to value most highly when it comes to evaluating the films?
I love going into films not knowing anything, not having a story behind it or expectation of any kind. And sometimes I'm just incredibly surprised by things that move me. And sometimes it's about the right place at the right time.
Winner of two Palme d'Ors, Ruben Östlund, is head of this year's jury. Known for his satirical films, which challenge issues of class, power and authority. Just tell me what audiences can expect from Cannes this year, and what are you looking forward to as head of the jury?
That is an event that is fantastic to share with the audience. And this year, there's a lot of old dragons, like old masters of cinema that is presenting the film. There are also some younger, new directors. And I'm really going to look forward to look at films that, you know, that the origin of the idea is created during the pandemic.
Why is cinema still important?
We are sitting in front of individual screens. And I think that it's important that we reflect on the content, that we reflect on the images that we are consuming, because they are changing how we look on the world and they are changing our behavior. So the cinema is a room where we actually can reflect and that we can have a discussion of the content that we are watching.
Over the next 12 days, these audiences will reflect on some 69 films. First-time films from Senegal, Sudan and Mongolia are going to be up against established directors like Wim Wenders, Ken Loach and Nanni Moretti. And while winning the Palme d'Or doesn't always guarantee commercial success, it can launch a career, change an audience's perspective and does guarantee the director's place in film history. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Cannes.